T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, time to go around the league a little bit. So we got a couple things coming up here. 420, Arcan's going to lead. Big deal, no big deal.
Oh,
so, I'm excited.
I don't know. I'm looking at his sheet. It doesn't look like he has any information in there.
Don't screw it up.
Zero information.
And Arcan's taking his own notes.
Arcan, are you also aware that you sort of lead the around the NFL?
I'm ready.
Kind of segment?
Yeah.
All right, so this is like your half hour, man. It's all you.
So go right ahead. By the way.
Hey, that's
really?
Well, we want to give it some time.
Let the show breathe
a little bit. All right, go ahead.
I was lying in the weeds for that first week, but now it's on. Here we go. Around the NFL, let's start. We've talked a lot about the AFC teams. Let's talk a little about these NFC teams, like Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions, who did what a lot of teams couldn't do this year, and that's beat the New York Giants.
Accident. Everything we talked about, we stayed the course, which you guys have done, man. And we're playing some pretty clean physical football, man. Yeah. Defense, you come to life. Win takeaways, offense, man. We dominated when we needed to. We dominated the ground game, man. We made the throws we had to. We were efficient. That's the way to win, man. Now you're figuring it out. Yep. Now we're figuring it out. That's three.
Sure.
Everything will be mental. And we go for four against a really good opponent.
Yeah.
That's outstanding, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You earned it, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen.
Oh, here comes then here comes the random player who's gonna like coast on and everything he said. I love Dan Campbell. I love him. I was like, okay, guys, that's three.
You know,
and then what comes after three?
Four, coach.
And we're going to be physical. Everything is being physical, now, beating somebody up and taking their soul away from them.
That's the way to win, man. Now you're figuring it out.
I tell you, they got the Bills here in Thanksgiving, but you're looking at it, they're 4-6. They're actually a game out of the seventh seed. You know, and they've won three in a row, and the last loss they had was to Miami Dolphins by four. In a game they could have won down in Miami as well, so or at home rather. But I don't know, because is there a chance they could kind of make this thing interesting?
Dan Campbell should go get a TV job, because I was saying to you guys before the show started, he sounds like 75% of the guys on TV right now. Like, that's so clean physical football. I'm like, what are we doing?
Figuring it out. That's three.
Can we just, like, talk like normal people again?
There is this new wave of, like, analysts on NFL Countdown and ESPN and Fox. Everybody, I feel like they watch wrestling too much. I feel like they all think they're auditioning for, you know, some wrestling organization.
Do you think I should go get a TV job like that?
I feel like we should probably do our own version of it.
Did you guys take on this?
Did you see, like,
it's horrible?
You can tell country.
I'd watch that show.
Have you ever, Christian, had a head coach that could probably outlift a lot of guys in that weight room? He probably shows up and you're like, damn, our coach is showing us up. The dude screaming in the locker room in this speech is like just jacked.
Listen, I love it. There's a comical element to that I appreciate, because he's this is who he is. He's not, like, trying to be the tough guy, hardo guy, PC principal Dan Campbell, like we've nicknamed him years ago. Like, this is who he is.
I'm telling you, he's losing.
He can't even keep talking. He's losing his breath.
But he also has a softer side, too.
That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man.
Everything we talked about,
we stayed the course, which you guys have done, man.
You guys laughed when I said that. Can they make a run at it? I'm looking at seven games. They got the Jaguars, the Jets, the Panthers, the Bears, the Packers.
Loss.
You seriously?
Absolutely.
I don't believe this. I want them to win.
They've already beat the Bears. They just beat the Giants. Like, there's, I mean, four wins. That's 8-9. There's five, maybe.
I'm lightheaded from my impersonation. I don't know how he does
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, he loses his breath
it
also.
Make it interesting.
Well, it'd be, can you imagine? His heart will explode if they make the playoffs.
The
NFL's not ready for this.
They're blown it a couple times by you and the Giants. That's it. Cowboys, rather. Blew them out. Other than that, they're in it.
Okay.
All right. Do you guys remember a time when we thought the AFC West was going to be good this year?
Do you remember that at
the beginning of the season? Yep. It's not. There's only one team over 500. That's the Chiefs. The two teams at the bottom, the Raiders and the Broncos, had a really kind of depressing game over the weekend that saw the Raiders walk off in overtime and really make Russell Wilson even sadder than he's been this year.
Yeah, I mean, of course you're incredibly frustrated in the sense that we know our record should be better. We know that where we should be right now is a lot further along than where we are. And that's probably the part that you struggle with the most. We got to have a relentless approach for the next seven games. We got a lot of people that root for us, a lot of people that mean a lot to us, obviously from families to friends, but also obviously Broncos country. And we owe it to you guys to be better. We owe it to you guys to for the next seven games to get everything we have, which we have already. But we got to do more. We got to find more. So that's what we got to do. And that's the only thing that's the only thing I think about right now. Thank you guys.
Whoa. Even with that heartfelt, explanation, he didn't end it with Bronco country. Let's ride.
Wiping a tear away.
I feel like he has to. Listen, if you decide to do that stupid little tagline,
obviously Broncos country and
off. Obviously, Broncos country.
I thought the Broncos were going to be in the AFC title game. I don't think I've ever been more wrong about anything in my entire life than the Denver Broncos. They're 3-7. Vegas is 3-7. You mentioned the Chargers are 5-5.
They were my Super Bowl team.
Yeah, we thought that all four teams had a shot of making the playoffs, and now only one might make it. And the Broncos haven't played the Chiefs yet. They had two games against the Chiefs still. But can you imagine Josh McDaniels? How much pressure was on him? He just lost to the Colts, who were a mess with Jeff Saturday. And then it's him versus Nathaniel Hackett. It's okay. Two guys that probably should be fired at this point. You can't lose back-to-back. They snuck it out.
I never wanted a Raider team to beat another team than that game the other day. In walk-off fashion, with a deep, touchdown pass to Devontae Adams. And then that's just it. I always feel like if you're going through a rough patch in the NFL, it sucks, okay? Basketball, baseball, you have an opportunity to remove that nasty taste in your mouth of a loss, right away. In football, you just drags on and on and on for a week, and everybody's upset and everybody's uptight. You get one win, you almost get you just get this break. It's like a stay of execution, and everybody's happy. It's like, woo, no last meal for us.
I just can't get over him saying Broncos country in the middle of that. It's a physical place. It's a real
Broncos
place.
Broncos country. That's right.
Families to friends, but also obviously Broncos country. And
He's such a tool so bag. Funny. He's not even a douche, Mego. He's a tool bag.
I can't even explain why it's funny to me. It's just and also all of Broncos country.
When it comes to
friends, family, obviously Broncos
the
country.
The citizens of Broncos country.
It's really only Raider Nation. It's not even Patriot Nation. It's not Bronco Country. It's just Raider Nation. That's it. It's not what is it? What is the Arizona? The Red Wave? What is Cliff Kingsbury?
That's gross.
The Red
Bill's
Wave?
Mafia.
Don't talk
Bill's
about
Mafia
that.
Bill's Mafia is fine. I like Bill's Mafia.
Bill's Mafia works.
It's great. I remember Cliff Kingsbury got that job for the Cardinals, and he ended it with let's go Hawks or let's go Birds. Let's get after him. Something
both
stupid.
I hope he didn't
those two
say
teams
Hawks.
Are so toast.
Rise up.
Rise up. That's what it was. Yeah. Rise up like the Red Wave.
Oh, those two teams are toast, too. Their remaining schedules are ridiculous. Both Denver and Raiders.
Yeah.
They're screwed.
Bronco country.
All right. Speaking of remaining schedules, the Patriots, not tomorrow, but the day after, will be taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
Stupid.
The Minnesota Vikings, who got smoked 40-3 by the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, their worst loss of the year. And one particular Dallas Cowboy fan, who you can hear Thursdays right here on the station in the middays, he was dancing.
I told y'all yesterday that I had a revelatory gift. And the best show that we have here is when I have a whole show of him not saying one thing. I'm going to shut him up. And I don't want to hear any noise, not any rippling noise from nobody talking about, oh, Minnesota wasn't that good. Don't y'all try to back y'all tongues in the back of y'all throat and roll those words out of y'all mouth talking about, oh, my God, Minnesota really ain't that good. You saw a dismantling of one of the best teams, if not the best team, in the National Football League. And I want to hear about the perfection that the star displayed yesterday. I want to hear about it all day.
Jeez, you're right, Mego. It's worse than ever.
Wow.
But maybe it's just him, though. It's definitely,
it's
that's
everybody.
Him all together.
Yeah, I know, but it's like now this is the norm now.
Imagine him interviewing Dan Campbell.
After
Wait,
a win.
Everybody shouts.
It would have to be after a big win and Dan Campbell and Michael Irvin having a back and forth.
I want one woman on one of these shows that looks like Paula Deen. And she just shouts out
Paula
football
Deen.
Tapes.
Okay.
You know, just like
they
that.
Canceled her.
I want that character. And Matt Patricia and Joe Judge too. Yeah.
That. I love that drop.
I want like a large southern
Mego
woman.
Out of context.
Yeah, that's the Tasmanian devil Mego.
I love it.
That's
maybe
her imitation.
Maybe I can put some weight on and I can do that in the new
Paula
year.
Deen.
You know what
wow,
I mean?
That's
though?
A reference like, I don't think and many people even know who she is.
Like a big country
big, a
woman.
A big, fat country cook who has like, their own cooking
who,
show.
Who like, has a lot of opinions on the Cowboys.
Yeah, everything's cooked with butter.
All right, that's it. What do you got, Arcan? Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Very
ready.
Good. Are you ready for big deal, no big deal?
Born ready.
Well, all hey, right. Arcan, you got to end it with like some stupid tagline.
Like Broncos country.
Let's ride. What's your tagline?
Geez, I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah, I feel like you should need one.
Well, you know what? Why don't you just shout it at the top of your lungs?
No,
that seems
thing.
To be what people like.
You're
going to
have
days.
Another opportunity because we got big deal, no big deal
what
coming up.
Good? Don't y'all try to back y'all tongues in the back of y'all throat.
Arcan's first big deal, no big deal.
Into your throat.
That is next.
It's like a Hannibal Lecter move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal. Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Ain't no big deal.
Here we go, Arcan. Are you ready?
This I'm ready.
Right here. Let's go.
Right, I'm ready. And that was some fantastic imaging right there by Ryan as well.
Sure was.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. As we do my maiden voyage here of big deal or no big deal, and we'll begin with something that I think could be considered a big deal to all of us. We're all on it. We all use it. And that's Twitter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
Okay.
I don't know what you thought
it?
That was going to be.
We're all on it.
We all use it.
Adderall.
Something else.
Some people need to be on it.
Some of us don't use it.
I'm talking about Twitter. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm just talking about Twitter and with Elon Musk. At the helm right now, they're hemorrhaging advertisers. There's a belief by a lot of people who have either been laid off or quit lately that if something goes wrong with Twitter now, that there will be no one there to fix it. And whether or not that's true, I think the question here is it a big deal or no big deal if Twitter goes under?
I'm going to
start with Christian.
I'm going to start, okay, because I think I would not miss Twitter at all. I actually hope it disappears. I hate Twitter. I hate having to use it. I hate having to be on it. I hate it. I despise it. My life would be so much easier without Twitter in it. I would just read the paper. I would listen to the news, and big deal. Like, right, so we sit there and we react to stuff like maybe 24 hours later instead of like right here and now as soon as it happens.
Hello, Twitter world.
I would love it. So actually, no big deal, because who the hell cares? Get rid of it. I'm all for getting rid of it.
Mego?
I think it's a big deal only because I worry that if Twitter goes away, I will be forced to utilize Instagram more.
Oh, I know.
And if there's anything that's worse than Twitter, it's Instagram.
I love Instagram.
Oh,
Instagram is great.
I am on it.
We share it.
Do you post anything on that?
I do every now and then.
I know you're not on it because the only stuff I see is like
you sleeping,
cute pictures of Kim, and then you snoring.
I used to use it more. Kim and the kids and you snoring.
Horrible.
Instagram is so much better than Twitter. It's like you can keep it just for family and friends. And
yeah, but not anymore.
Why?
Because it'll take over for Twitter.
Exactly.
And that's why I say it's a big deal. Okay? Because, and I know that there'll probably be a new platform. Because as you mentioned it, like, okay, well, the next day we'll just sort of report on it. But like, you know, already today there's probably been three or four things on Twitter we've brought up. You know, Mark Daniels talking about Andrew's back at practice. Like the instant updates. So there'll be like, it'll affect like a news cycle or two. It'll be like, holy smokes. It might bring back like websites and, like you said, newspapers. I don't know, like their websites at least, to kind of like looking for stuff. But there'll be a new platform, but I think for a couple of days, you'll sort of feel like you're in the dark.
You've been conditioned to rely on it for every single aspect of your life. Like if you were an electrician, you would never look at Twitter. Like you never,
I'm not an electrician. I'm in this business where I want instant information.
But you know, what happened before Twitter, Lou? Like what happened before you had Twitter? Because you've been doing this.
I don't know.
They had those old teletypes.
Fax machines?
What now?
In the newsrooms, back in the old days, they would just have a long string of paper that would feed headlines and information.
Yeah.
And that's how they got
all
their
scoops.
I don't
think it's going anywhere, but we'll see what happens.
That's how I did it back in my day.
There it is.
I mean, I guess we would just subscribe to like a wire, like the AP wire.
There'd be a new platform up within a day.
We'd be fine. Everyone would live and the world would not end. Go ahead.
What if we all just went to Truth Social and pretended like it was, you know, the new Twitter?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is either.
That's Trump's Twitter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that'd be much better.
Well, I'll just go over there.
Yeah, right. That'd be much better.
All right, Mega, we'll start with you on this one. The World Cup has started, as I know, but big soccer fans there. World Cup, big deal or no big deal?
Oh, my God. I'm going to get killed for this one. I don't care about the World Cup.
Why would you get killed for it?
I totally don't care about it. I'm sorry. It's not a big deal to me. I got a little worried yesterday because I opened Twitter, and all these people were, like, dropping F-bombs and being like, oh, my God.
Why?
And I was like, holy crap, did something horrible happen?
Some stupid soccer
player. And then I'm like, oh, no, they're watching the soccer game.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day. Like, I'm never going to watch these games. I'm sorry. And it doesn't even have to do with the political stuff that's going on in that crazy country. I just, like, don't care. Name one player on the
U.S.
national
team. I told you, I can name one.
Diego
goaltender.
Fagundes.
Yeah, what's his name?
The guy Turner from the Revolution.
What's his first name?
Yep. Justin. No.
Matt Turner. Cristiano Ronaldo. Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, it's the other thing. The women's team is way better
That's
anyway.
That's fine.
Like, the World Cup is, I'm sorry to say, it's still no big deal. The only way it gets a big deal, if they get out of this pool play and actually win a game. You know, then you're like, oh, they're in the quarters. You know what I mean? Then it gets a little more interesting. But do you relate to any of these guys? Do you know any of the guys on the team?
Like, no,
and I think you need to know. That's the problem with the Olympics. You don't know any of these people anymore.
I'm not trying to be a hater because I played a niche sport. Like, I get it. Not a lot of people care about it. Like, fine. But I'm not going to pretend like I care about soccer.
Here's my issue. So I like the only sport I hate more than hockey is soccer.
Okay. Wow.
Soccer's going to take over this country in 20 years.
And let me say, hate hockey.
Don't you see the number of kids who play soccer?
I've been hearing that for my entire life.
Right?
I am into it because, and listen, if people don't like it, I could care less.
You just said you hate it, but you're
into it. No, I hate soccer. But this tournament, imagine like if you had just, you know, all the best, you know, like it's not the Olympics. It feels different, right? It's not this, oh, you're getting a medal. It's an actual real competition. And people look forward to this thing forever, more than they do the Olympics. I feel like it's interesting, you know, just the whole, like, concept of it all. And if you had the best football players in the world for each country, and assuming every team.
You'd be the best.
Team.
That's why it's interesting.
No, but imagine they all played it. I do feel like, first of all, the United States would kick ass. We kick everybody's ass.
Play the soccer goal.
I like it. I think it's entertaining. And I don't even know what the hell I'm looking at.
All right. And finally, this is a foyer take. That we need to ask is a big deal or not a big deal. Foye, which I believe Matthew Judon shares this take as well, says that macaroni and cheese is the most overrated side at Thanksgiving. First of
all, how much do you like mac and cheese?
Answer that question, Lou. Why don't we start with you?
No,
is that a big deal or not a big deal?
I actually personally feel like it's stuffing.
Is the most overrated?
Yeah. I don't need stuffing.
What?
I feel like it's a filler.
It's a hot take.
Yeah, I feel like it's a filler.
Yeah,
like,
but
I
Lou,
like mac and cheese, even though I know mac and cheese is very filling, but it's, I don't know, there's more taste to it.
No, but people brag about...
I gotta drown
about
it in gravy, or I just really don't enjoy it. And I know you got different types. You haven't tasted mine, but...
Well,
got,
no, that's a mac and cheese
got
thing.
Got pork
oh,
in it.
My mac and
it,
cheese
and
is the best. Everybody brags about their stupid mac and cheese.
I got sausage in mine.
It's pasta and cheese. Like, that's
mac
it.
And cheese is
it
fantastic.
Doesn't belong. The Pilgrims did not make mac and cheese when they were, like, you know, when they were, like, breaking bread, right? Because they made it through the winter. Or, you know, it's just an overrated, overhyped, stupid, silly
American history.
The Pilgrims were celebrating. They were celebrating springtime.
Whatever they were. Springtime.
The Pilgrims didn't make my mom's casserole either, and it's still good. So.
Yeah,
I feel like there's this always this competition
or something. What are we doing?
The Pilgrims came in through Florida.
Thanks, Mom.
I don't know. I hate when Thanksgiving comes around and everybody brags about their mac and cheese.
You never get to have stuffing any other time.
Which is totally fine with me.
Which is wrong also. Stuffing should not just be for Thanksgiving and holidays.
I don't need stuffing at all the rest of my life.
Have you ever made stovetop stuffing like outside of Thanksgiving?
No. Because I don't like stuffing in Thanksgiving.
I love stuffing.
I mean,
to me, it just clogs up the plate. I want more stuff on there.
Oh, my God. I end up just like eating all the stuffing after dinner's over. Just like walk around with a bowl of stuffing.
So you agree with me though, mac and cheese overrated, right?
So
stop like bragging about your mom's mac and cheese. Nobody
cares.
Well,
how do you rate it?
I grew up south of the Mason-Dixon line, and we never had mac and cheese on the table ever at Thanksgiving.
Me neither.
It was never like I didn't realize until I got much older that people had it as a Thanksgiving side. I didn't even.
It's like a barbecue side.
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah, I agree with you
there. It's a summertime side. Thank you, RK.
But here's the thing: like when we talk about whether it's overrated or not, I mean, where do you rate it? Like if you say that it's the best side, I would say that you overrate it. If it's the worst side, I would say it's underrated.
I don't think it belongs. That's why I said it's overrated because I'm sick of people like bragging about like you know their moms and their grandmas and their dad's mac and cheese, and it's not a Thanksgiving meal. It shouldn't be included. Then why not include hamburgers? Hey, nothing like a hamburger on Thanksgiving.
Coming from a guy that serves ham.
Ham is always, there's always
from
room
big
for
ham.
Ham.
Big ham.
There's always
from
room
big
for ham.
Ham.
Nicknames, big ham. It's all.
Have
it's
you ever
there.
Actually eaten the cranberry sauce?
What do you mean if I ever?
I never eat it.
Cranberry sauce is a nice little ending.
What I do is
yours shaped like a can or does somebody make it fancy?
No, they kind of make it fancy.
We like the can kind,
I prefer the
but
can.
I don't
I like
it.
The can as well, but it's sort of like something that cools you off and kind of overheating.
I feel like people just put it on their plate to have it there.
Look, I'm having cranberry sauce.
Yeah, oh, it's Thanksgiving.
I'm
look
so
at my
evolved.
Cranberry sauce.
I just mix everything up in a big pile anyway.
Just like the Pilgrims did.
I like mix it like it's cement.
I like the dark meat.
Like the Pilgrims did?
The Pilgrims, and then they'd watch their three football games.
The Pilgrims.
All the wonderful
the Pilgrims back in the day were like, why do the Lions play every Thanksgiving? Like, this is a pain in the ass. Them and the Cowboys. I don't understand it.
Hey, you want to go to Richard about talking about Italian stuffing?
Oh, what the hell is that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a stuffing made by an Italian.
Is this going to be a gross, if this is a crass joke, you have to keep it clean.
Richard, go ahead,
Hello?
Buddy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. This is not a crass joke, I tell you right now. I'm a third generation American Italian, and my grandfather taught my father taught my wife, blah, blah, blah. It's a meat stuffing, man.
Yeah.
It's hamburger and pork and a crusty old French bread. It's not crap like that, dried out filler. It's delicious, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Is there tripe
Richard,
in it?
Richard, everybody's you know, got their own opinion. I like tripe, you might not.
Do you put tripe in your Thanksgiving meal?
No, but I would take a bowl all day, every day.
We're like, oh, hey, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, you know, hey, oh, who wants some Italian stuffing?
They celebrate Thanksgiving in Italy? With that real Italian accent?
Can you believe it?
They do.
Yes. Hey, what's the more overrated guy?
They definitely don't tip either.
Here's some mac and cheese.
Oh, is this gravy or sauce?
Hey,
what do we call
what's
it?
What's the difference? Hey, Ma, where's the gravy?
Throw me a drumstick.
The meatloaf. I'm not a stuffing guy. Right, yeah, yeah, right, whatever. No. People love stuffing. What can you do?
All right, Arcane.
All right, Arcane. Is that good. It? We good?
That's it.
Good job. Right,
we'll
buddy.
We
what
got.
You think? Good job.
Would
we'll
you
want
to grade them out, or what'd you think?
B minus.
Solid.
B minus.
B minus.
B minus.
I gave you a B. You were a slow start, but then you picked up.
Yeah. Oh,
I
thought it was fantastic.
Didn't really know what you were doing. Didn't know who was next.
I thought it was fantastic.
The way you served it up was kind of clunky, but other than that, B minus.
I'll take it.
Jeez.
It's about what my GPA was.
Really tough over there.
You don't have him on your kill
list,
do you?
Christian has been in a mood all
you don't have day. You don't have him on your kill list, do you, right now?
Arcan?
Yeah. No. Arcan is now lower on 48's kill list. No.
I don't think God. We can say he has a kill list. Thank
everybody has everybody has a kill list. Yeah,
it's a Thanksgiving God. Tradition in the foyer yes. household. Okay, they'll make us, their kill list.
Everybody admit who you would like to disappear from your life.
Yeah.
You go first, Ma. All right. Your father.
Is that what your mom sounds like?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
Not at all. Oh, man.
All right, I want to do a little. Let me do a little baseball here before we go to break because I thought it was interesting. I heard those guys play at this during the midday. John Heyman, I think he's on MLB Tonight, I believe, whatever. It was MLB Network, whatever they got going on. Had this to say about as far as the Red Sox and Rafael Devers, how far apart they are.
Obviously, they want to bring Devers in. They've offered him $220 million or so. He's looking for $300 million. I think that one's doable, though. I think they can bridge that gap and figure it out. I think there's some optimism.
So $220 million-ish.
For Devers.
I think last time we heard it was the Olsen deal, I think it was $168.
How loose is the ish? What is the range there?
Oh, 220, 225. I don't know. My guess is that it's 8 years, it's 220, minor. Which is 27 and a half, and he wants 10,300. But to me, that's a lot closer. It's not like they're offering like 10, 220, and he wants 10,300. That's a big gap.
You don't consider it like a low ball first offer the way that they've done with Xander.
No, I think it's a reasonable offer. I believe that's going to be a 4 or 5 year out anyways. If he wants to opt out at 30 years old, so it's 4 years, maybe go 120 the first four, average it out the last four. If he wants to opt out and be a free agent, so be it. But to me, those numbers are close enough to get something done. I mean, that's a pretty good start. That's not the Olsen deal that was $168. Talk about 220 now.
So
kind of close.
He's 26 right now. He wants probably a 10-year deal.
Probably.
Christian, what's your concern?
You know
with
what
the
my concern is
deal?
With Devers. I would not. There's no way in hell I would give Devers a 10-year deal.
Well,
so when
26.
He's done, he's 36. He's
that's
36.
Not 38, 39 that a lot of these guys get.
You know he's going to be fat. He's going to be out of shape. There's like no
Ortiz?
Way in hell. Listen, I am against the whole 10-year anything. Anything. I even
anything.
Think marriages, like, you should re-up, but, like, renegotiate after every 5 years.
Is Kim listening?
Listen, okay, if you fix
you want
this,
an opt
if you
out?
Fix that. No, opt out. Like, they just need, listen, if you fix this, you pick up your socks, you stop snoring, you put your mouth guard in, okay, we could go another five.
What if she likes that idea?
Then listen, I feel like we would end up finding a happy medium, but my point is, listen, even when I was thinking about this drive-in, it was like 10-year deal. Like, what person in their right mind who is running a sports organization would think that they're going to get the same guy in year one that they will in year eight?
Well, I would say, like
it's,
well,
it's really,
you're
just
not
paying
you
for
better
6 years.
Lose
you're not really paying
point.
For 10.
You're paying for, like, the first 4 years.
Yeah.
Even if it's an eight-year deal, I think it's like a four-year opt-out, you know, at 30 years old. Like, you kind of saw with Xander Bogaerts. It was a three-year opt-out. So, if it's four and you want to pay him four at 30 at 120 for the first 4 years, and then on average 26, 27, you know, for the next 4 years... Okay, there's an 8-year deal, but you can get out at it at 30 years old. And to me, it's still a tough sign. I know everyone's like, give him what he wants. You can't lose Devers, and I'm with you. He's like one of the great hitters in the game. But I think people would be shocked to find out that he only had one season, which an OPS over 900. One, and it was like 4 years ago. So I don't. We keep thinking he hasn't reached his potential yet, and maybe that's true, I hope, because I still think there's more in there, but wasn't the greatest year. It was a good year, very good year, but for what he's looking for, like Aaron Judge has had two seasons over 1,000 OPS, obviously the last one, and everything else is in the mid-nines, and I know he hasn't played all that much. Soto lives in the thousands, and it's like Bryce Harper got in the thousands a couple of times. His numbers are more like, Machado, maybe a little bit less, but Machado brought like platinum glove defense at third base. I think somewhere at some point it's going to be a little more reasonable. Like 8 at 27 and a half, that's a pretty good deal. People say, give him whatever you want, 13, 14 years. He's got 1 year of an OPS over 900. Like, you want 300 plus million, you should have two or three of those in 1,000 once in a while.
How old were Judge and Harper when they were hitting those numbers?
Well, Judge did it once this year, and he did it probably a few years back. Harper did it a couple times, or he did it, I think, last year as well. So,
I'm just wondering, if you're looking at
Devers
constantly
in the nines.
On a bell curve, like, is he still on the... You would think he's still on the incline of that bell curve, right?
I like to
so
think he is.
Get up there?
Yes. And again,
at 26
people, and I've said this
so
before,
young.
People jump down your throat, like, oh, yeah, he had a bad year, you know, 295, 27, 88 RBIs, not many in front of him, but, which is a very good year. But if you're looking for money in the $300 million range.
Yeah, it's about determining your market value, like which tier of the market you're actually in.
Yeah.
And
isn't it also, though, partially like the Red Sox need him? Like they don't have another slugger in the lineup. They don't have another guy. They yes. need to invest something into this guy to keep him, and that's what it might cost.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, I'm just saying, 8 years at $28 million, I think is a good start. I don't know if that's going to be the number. You want to call it whatever it is. It's going to be probably a 4 or 5 year opt-out. But I just, you know, listen, I love the player. It's just that, I don't know. Like, I you know, I think, you, like, again, you're surprised to find out 4 years ago is the only year he had an OPS over 900.
And I guarantee you that they're probably using
you don't know what
that.
Position
they're
he
probably
is in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Okay,
I don't
well,
know.
I mean, he's either
it's a
DH
contract.
Or he's a first baseman.
Yeah, and you don't want to pay a DH $30 million a year. I don't think you need him. Don't get me wrong. You know, and hopefully this is a sign they're going to get this thing done. And quite frankly, I was happy he only wants three. Like, I was worried he wanted, like, Soto. He wants 13, 14 years and take him to 38, 39. He wants $400 million. So, 10, 300? Okay, well, can we make it, you know, an 8 year and 8, 270?
That's what Manny Machado signed for.
What's that?
10, 300.
10, 300, yeah. Years ago, platinum
quality
defense.
Third baseman.
Platinum.
Third baseman.
Gold glove defense. Like, Arenado, who's constantly hitting a 950 OPS with gold glove defense. He's a great hitter, and I don't want him going anywhere, but... Is he in Arenado's class?
Well, didn't he? I'm trying to remember what the comment was early in the season when he was kind of comparing. He was kind of like, you know, giving his own evaluation of what he was worth.
That
was,
made me nervous.
Yeah.
Don't compare me to third baseman.
Soto.
I felt like
it
was.
Comparison.
Is that what it was? Compare me to Juan Soto.
Yes.
Who lives in the thousands.
Yeah.
This year was a down year.
I feel like that was a real, like, arrogant, you know, quote that was not based in reality.
Well, if he backed it up.
Yeah, if you backed it up, fine. So you're telling me not to compare you. Okay, I won't, so I should probably compare you to somebody who's not as good as he is.
It was a good year, a very good year. For him, I think there's more. That's all. Which, you know, and I think there should be. I want more out of him. He's that good of a hitter. I think he can be that good, but it'll be interesting to see where that contract goes. But that's a good start. If John Heyman is saying the Sox are in the 220-ish range and he's looking for 300, now, maybe I heard maybe the gap's a little bit closer than maybe the $80 million. We'll see what it is, but hopefully they can get something done. All right, when we come back, Monday Night Football, I don't know if you watched it or not, but is that what the Patriots' offense was supposed to look like? Like Kyle Shanahan's offense? Because they don't really resemble one another. We'll talk a little Monday Night Football and what we saw from San Fran last night.
Now, back to Merloni, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Buenas noches, Mexico! Johnson Lee, the reportero de cancha! Estadio Azteca! Vamos a enseñar la pasión! The passion for the NFL is lunes, it's Monday, los 49ers y los Cardinals en Monday Night Football! Viva México! Viva la NFL! Y viva Monday Night Football! Monday Night for ESPN! Monday Night!
That's what it sounded like last night, hey, the intro to Monday Night Football. Is that usually Carrie Underwood?
Monday
that's
night.
Sunday night.
Oh,
Sunday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Waiting all day for Sunday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, there you go. So the Niners took down the Cardinals 38-10. Jimmy G threw four touchdowns. He's got 15 in the year, four interceptions. And I remember hearing, like, in camp how, like, Bill Belichick admires Mike Shanahan, you know, and he loves that type of offense, and he's going to do some zone blocking scheme. And you heard Kendrick Bourne to say how it's dope. And how they're going to get, like, the ball in the skilled players' hands. And yeah. And it's an easy offense for a quarterback to play. A guy like yeah. Jimmy G can go out there and have 104 rating this year because, you know, the way the offense is managed. I watched that game last night. It does not look like the Patriots' offense.
No. Not even close.
Is that what we were supposed to
It is funny. How
we were promised or what?
Yeah, I feel like a version of that, at least, here's the funny thing, is that the Shanahan offense only included, like, you know, zone read plays, right? Like running plays. That's all you heard about. Like what the 49ers are running, that's the Shanahan way. That's the clever, you know, play calling. That's the timely, you know, football IQ that revolves around an offense. That's, you know, lots of eye candy in the backfield, lots of motion. You know, you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who's your quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo, who you wouldn't even let in your building. He has a you want to get rid of him. You admit that you're trying to trade him. And sure enough, he's the savior. He's the guy that you didn't like and that you didn't trust.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the reason, one of the main reasons why you're probably going to be one of, you know, the top contenders in the AFC when it comes to the Super Bowl. Yet this is what you thought you could emulate? That, to me, is almost disrespectful to anyone who's actually running the Shanahan offense.
Well, and Christian, I mean, to the Patriots' credit, don't you think that they've tried to pivot back to some of the old offense that they had been running over the past couple of seasons?
Because
they
couldn't
do this? Because they realized, oh, my God, we can't just learn this in 6 weeks. We can't just implement this in 8 weeks with coaches who have never run it before. I mean, that's the critical thing to me. Like, oh, what do the 49ers have that the Patriots don't? A Shanahan.
You remember reading stories about guys
who grew up in the offense as coaches.
Yeah, but how hard teaching this system is for people that actually knew it.
And
you
it
know,
takes
we read
years
those articles.
Of dedication.
Yeah. Years, months, whatever. And it took like 6 weeks, it seems like, in camp or maybe even OTAs. I don't know how long they were working on it, trying to learn this zone running scheme. And they're like, well, we can't learn the other stuff until we figure this part out. And after 6 weeks, they're like, we can't even figure that part out. So let's go back to this. But like, and this was the thing in regular season when it started. It's like, what are you looking for out of the year? And I'm like, well, if they are going to implement this kind of stuff, what we've seen in Miami, what we've seen in San Francisco, guys running left and right, like testing you horizontally on the field, left and right, and having a quarterback put the ball in, you know, in playmaker's hands. If it's ugly early on, but at the end of the year, you start to see it, the progress, and you're like, okay, like they're starting to figure it out. This is something to build on for next year. Now, get an offensive line that maybe can work better in this system, or a couple weapons that work better in this system. We're working on some things. It's not even close. Like,
no,
it's not even, I don't even know what the hell the Patriots offense is. Like I said before, I feel like the best offense is when the defense comes on the field.
It's funny, like, I'm just, you know, imagining like Matt Patricia and Joe Judge watching this game together as they're prepping for Minnesota going, man, is that the way it's supposed to look? Ours doesn't look anything like this. We got some cheap, broke down, crappy freaking, you know, version of this offense.
They got the sneakers that you had growing up.
City Wings. They had the City Wing, the knockoff Jordans.
Yeah. City Wings version.
And I got it Marshalls.
Meanwhile, Mike McDaniel goes down to Miami, yeah. a guy that actually knows what this offense looks like, that has been in a room with people trying to teach it, is down in Miami doing very similar things, running left and right with weapons everywhere. And Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are in a room going, all right, wait, so if we pull a right guard and we run to the left, but shouldn't Kendrick Bourne be a jet sweep? What about, you know what, let's just do a power run. No play action, no RPO. Yeah. Like what?
It's safe. It's clean. And I've been saying this the whole time. Like if you have a inexperienced offensive play caller, which Matt Patricia is, regardless of how you feel about him, he doesn't have any experience through this. Not at this level. He has experience stopping offenses, so you think, okay, easy transition, right? Just flip the book over, and now it looks just as clean, and I understand it just as much. You just can't think that it's just going to be this easy. Like, Shanahan grew up in this. Like, all the Shanahan trees, starting with Mike Shanahan, they all, like, start off as, like, ball boys or, like, you know, runners or, like, you know, assistant coaches to, you know,
they were all there.
Scouts or to,
McVay,
like, position coaches.
McDaniel,
and they all kind of. So, okay, so what's even more comical is to think that you can just sprinkle some, you know, Shanahan concepts in there, right? We're gonna, you know, I'll steal the run, the zone read. I like that. I like that aspect of it, right?
I like that.
Which is, like, everybody can do. And you sit there and go, you know, but, man, the way they use their backs and their wide receivers with a lot of motion, can I do that also? I mean, I feel like they have comparable skill position players. They don't have Deebo Samuels, fine, but they have a knockoff version of that in Kendrick Bourne. He doesn't do any of that stuff. Okay, they don't have George Kittle. They got two pretty good tight ends, and they're not being used, like in my opinion, in any way, shape, or form that could be more productive. Your quarterback, I would say, I mean, listen, you try to kick Jimmy Garoppolo out the door, he's a savior now for you.
Yep.
You couldn't be luckier with him as a quarterback. So here we are, trying to figure out if you could be, God, I mean, what would it even be? Like if they did a whole team swap, a coaching staff swap, would Shanahan and his crew completely flip this whole system and it would be, I don't know, competitive?
Yes.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, absolutely. No, right off the
coaches
bat, like,
that know how to run it.
Just do this, move this over here, doing this wrong, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah, forget about the quarterback swap. coach off, you know, swap the offensive coaches 100%. You know, because these guys don't know how to teach it. I want to go to Jeff from Rhode Island, who's a Niners fan. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Lou, how's it going? Good. Hey, I'm happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too.
Hey, Lou, like, as a 49ers fan, last night was the first night we, as a 40, you know, that the point, this is the offense everyone was expecting. I mean, but it's like you said, you have to have the play callers, but it's the talent that this offense has. I mean, you can have Jimmy, I mean, who knows what this whole Trey Lance experience is going to be. But like you said, having Garoppolo in there is a blessing. But, I mean, if you go through that talent on that offense, I mean, Elijah Mitchell is probably your fifth option. I mean, there's just – and as far as, like, bringing that back to the Patriots, my only issue with the Patriots as far as their offense is they paid those guys like their top talent, and they just don't produce that way. And I don't know if it's the scheme or maybe, you know, it's just – the talent themselves, maybe they overvalued all of these guys when they brought these guys in because, you know, they had that bucket of money that they had to spend. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering if you can kind of compare it to that.
Yeah, but Jeff, if you remember, it wasn't about the money. They all wanted to play for Bill. Right?
Stop it.
That's what we heard.
That's what everybody tried to sell you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
they want to play here.
You're being a silly goose right now.
No, that's a true statement, Mego. No, that is a true statement.
100%.
What are you talking about? I don't know who came out and said it's about that. They gave it
Jalen Mills.
Money.
Jalen Mills was talking about, you know, everyone's, I just wanted to play for Bill Belichick and learn the game from the greatest. And the next day after he signed his contract, tweeted out, the only outcome I care about in 2021 is income. The next day. Like, you think Aguilar came here? No, didn't Judon came here and say, yeah, they paid me so much money I couldn't refuse.
Yeah, so what do you want me to do? You want me to catch passes and do what? Block down a defensive end? Oh, geez, how much are you going to pay me? Wow, that's a lot of money. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, and then when I get here, you'll find out I can't do it.
Yes,
so it's no big
but
deal.
It won't matter because all my money's guaranteed.
Exactly.
To be fair, nobody signed up for that under Josh.
Well, yeah, they had to overpay because they had no talent on this team. I said... Many times afterwards, Christian, like we talked about, like they spent so much money just to get back to even talent-wise. Like they didn't have a tight end. Most teams do. So they went out and got two. They didn't have wide receivers. Most teams have a couple. So they went out and signed a couple. They didn't have an edge rusher like on their roster. Like they just didn't have stuff that they were forced to go out and get. And now hopefully this next splurge is more of a guys that fit. Then I have to overpay guys just to fill the talent void.
The next splurge means just changing your offensive coaching staff. Sure, keep Matt Patricia, keep him as the offensive coordinator, give him the actual title. I don't know, maybe Detroit's done paying him and he can actually use it. Whatever you want to do, bringing a young, energetic, creative, aggressive offensive coordinator who's calling your plays. I don't think he has a choice.
I want to do it on the other side because I want to get into this Minnesota game and the New England Patriots. Is this a game that can steal? And I want to talk more about the offensive side of the game as well. 617-779-7937. Talk Pats, Minnesota. It's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.